I'm Eric Whitney. Dignitaries from across the country also gathered in Yellowstone yesterday, America's first national park, to celebrate the centennial of the National Park Service. Supporters of national parks say that to survive the next 100 years, the American public will need to visit and support them. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka has more from last night's celebration in Gardner.
National Park Service Director Jonathan Jarvis warns the public can't take for granted there will be another celebration like this in 100 years. He says Yellowstone is one example of the ongoing challenges and controversies facing the parks. Wildland fires, for example, do not understand political boundaries.
Nor do iconic wildlife species, nor do threats from climate change or adjacent threats from mining.
A reference to the bison and other animals that wander out of the safety of the park's boundaries, or the proposed gold mine project in Montana's Paradise Valley. But Jarvis says the bigger threat is public apathy for the nation's over 400 wild, cultural, and historical sites. And that worries Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. She says without public support, the National Park Service will remain chronically underfunded. She says philanthropic donations are welcome, but they can't replace public dollars.
I mean, you're not going to be able to go to philanthropists and say, we want money from you because the federal government won't do the basics. You know, we want you to provide the toilet paper. That doesn't make sense, right?
This centennial celebration is just one example of the public-private partnership for the national parks. Donations paid for the majority of the costs at Gardner. Yellowstone and its sister agencies picked up their personnel costs. The total cost for the event was not immediately available. Still, it's well documented the funding challenges the agency faces. Deferred maintenance, for example, totals nearly $12 billion. $6 million of that is in Yellowstone.
There's tons of maintenance needs in Yellowstone and in every park.
Montana Senator John Tester is a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
And it's important that it's important that people support them, but it's also important that Congress does their job and helps lead the country in this 21st century, especially when it comes to our nation's jewels, and that's our national parks.
Tester says a dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is well documented. Still, he says the 6,000 people who came to the Roosevelt Arch at Yellowstone's north entrance for this birthday celebration need to tell Congress of their support for the national parks. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, Gardner.